All right, all right.
Sorry. 3-0 in the women's soccer against the US. Not a good start for the powerhouse of the women's game.
Welcome back to Off the Back Fence. What a cracking start to the episode from Coombsy. I guess we can start with that, I guess. Do we want to talk about football, rugby league, Olympics?
I'll start with the rugby league. Like, realistically, Bronco season's done. Olympic season's on for the next two and a half weeks. I'm very excited. This is my favourite time of the year.
Every 4 years. Yeah, I suppose we've got a little bit to talk about on this episode anyway. We should probably jump into football. Not much, honestly.
Broncos kissed away back-to-back.
Yeah, we've lost recording on Wednesday. We've let go of Tevita Pangai Jr. He signed with Penrith, so he's casing a ring. We've talked about this off mic. I'm just over talking about this clusterfuck of a season. So, yeah, Melbourne continue to roll. All the good teams won, essentially. Like, there were some very close games. Yeah. I think the one that was really, unexpected, that's the word I'm looking for, was probably the Bulldogs giving the Rabbitohs a bit of a run on Sunday night. But, yeah, not much else to talk about over the round. It was pretty competitive for the most part, but, yeah, I think I'm a little bit over football at the moment.
The Pretenders are now gone, and it's a three-horse race, really.
Yeah, cream's rising to the top very, very quickly. We're into round 19 this week.
It's a Panthers storm and, unfortunately, a Manly comp.
I still think the Rabbitohs have much of a shot of this as anybody.
No, then still not putting together an 80%. That's the only thing. Yeah, they were my early season pick, but they just not putting an 80-minute performance together yet.
I think
against the weaker team.
Yeah, well, in saying that, no Latrell last week. He was a glorified ball boy. Also, people that saying the fucking players not being a ball boy, they can fuck off. That's the whole point of the bubble. No ball boys.
Yeah, and who cares if they're a bit celebrated? Have you seen the English Premier? Have you seen the Premier League ball boys? They're outright criminals. Yeah. They won't even give the ball away when it's time.
Yeah, shout out to that Tottenham one that threw it on the quick throw and that scored off Man United or City that time. It was fucking gold. Also, I can't see how this is an issue now, especially during Origin last year when the boys got around the Lee Cousins and scoring in Game 3. Like, that was just everybody. Makes no sense at all. Obviously, last round was the first of the next four that are currently being held in Brisbane due to the extended lockdown in Sydney and Melbourne. I honestly feel like the season's going to be played out in Queensland, including the grand final. That's going to happen, I feel. Looking forward to that if that gets announced anytime soon. But from current modelling, Sydney's not getting out of lockdown until potentially end of August, middle of September. So there's no point in going back to Sydney. Well, you had it gave me a smirk on the video.
I love this. I just fucking hate you. So I hate Sydney. you fucked me. If anyone hasn't been on Pornhub, there's a porno called Two Fat Removalists fucking Times Today.
And it tends to be the removalists too. There was three other removalists today that were kicked out of, regional in Victoria going back to New South Wales. Anyway, we've had our rant last week about this.
Yeah.
We'll keep it pretty brief. Round 19. We'll just do quick these picks. Eels v Raiders at the Gold Coast on Thursday night. Who you got?
Eels by 1-12.
Right.
Blake Ferguson to get a try. Right.
Yeah, I'll go the Eels. After Xavier Savage, he got out with a shoulder injury. I was pretty upset about that. He was fantastic last week. I'll give the Eels the points, being the favourites at $1.20. Like, that's pretty short. Friday evening, two games. You got the Roosters hosting the Knights at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. Give me the Chooks.
Yeah, I'll go Chooks. Chooks Billy Smith any time.
Actually, before you go on to your next wing, there's a lot of talk about Billy Smith being better than Josh Morris. Have you read into that?
There is stats. I think Josh is struggling after Brett's retirement.
I still think you give Josh a little bit of leeway. I know Billy Smith is probably...
I think Trent Robinson hit the nail on the head. But, like, there is a worrying thing that I think he's really struggling without his brother.
It might be. Well, they broke up.
Because I think with those two pushing each other, they never really thought of, hey, time's going to catch us up sooner or later. Now that his brother's gone.
Yeah. No, that's a fair argument.
Yeah. I think he's got one mind, one foot already out the door.
Potentially. Well, I think he is on the way out. I don't think he's getting another deal. But yeah, I'll go to the Roosters. You want Billy Smith anytime?
Wouldn't mind him at the Broncos. Cheap deal.
No.
Apparently
we're going with another.
That's why I'm like professionalism. That's why.
Yeah, it would be a big help. But I'd
pay $100,000 just purely on professionalism.
The other game on Friday evening, this is pretty much self-explanatory. North Queensland Cowboys hosting the Melbourne Storm. Storm are $1.05 favourite. They're nearly as short as caviar. Storm 13 plus, I said. Hamisai Tabuai Fidoze out with, what was it? Appendicitis.
So
I
just had emergency appendectomy.
Hey, look at us pronouncing. We're killing it.
So he's out. I'm going Storm 13 plus. Olam anytime, Fox anytime. Just basically the back line. Play bingo of the back line. Five of the back line score at any
It'll
time.
It'll probably happen. Second game on the Sunshine Coast is happening Saturday afternoon. I think this was one was actually the Rabbitohs were taking to the Sunshine Coast initially anyway.
Sunshine Coast.
So the Rabbitohs hosting the Warriors 3 o'clock Saturday. I'm pretty sure they got all their stars back from Origin after being rested and being glorified ball boys last week. Give me the Rabbitohs head-to-head. Or probably the points too. I can't really see anything else on that one. Doubleheader at Suncorp on Saturday evening. First game at 5:30 is the Manly Seagulls versus the West Tigers. Both teams coming off wins last round. Manly do have all their stars back, including DC and Tommy Trbojevic. West probably stick with Adam Dewey back in the six, which is it's his best position. He's not a center. And the Tigers go so much better with him in the six, which was shown last week against the Broncos. I will still take Manly 13 plus in this one.
Yeah, Manly 13 plus, Trbojevic anytime, and Ruben Garrick anytime.
Very good. Second game, late game, Penrith Panthers, which is their home game against the Brisbane Broncos. Panthers will have potentially Pangai in the team. I don't know how...
He's not right.
I don't know if that's correct or not, but it could potentially happen, which will annoy me no end. Give me the Panthers. The Broncos picked the same team as last week. I'm lost for words with this, and I just don't care. Just give me the Panthers. I hope they give them a bit of a go like we did last time, but I can't see it happening.
Yeah, Panthers 1-12. I can see Brisbane maybe putting an effort in this week,
which sucks because we should have.
We seem to have one really bad, and then just all of a sudden, oh shit, Kevy's holding us accountable again. But yeah, so Panthers 1-12, and Charlie Sains any time really. That's probably the only picks out of the game.
The Foster Fiat. Yeah, no, that's not too bad. Doubleheader. Well, we go from one doubleheader to another on Sunday. Sunday's hosting a doubleheader at the Gold Coast. St. George Illawarra Dragons versus the Gold Coast Titans. Titans are the away team in their home stadium. They are favourites against the Dragons, though, at $1.60. So I'll probably go the Titans, but I might go...
I'm going to go the Titans because they're St. George's suspensions are now catching on.
Yeah, that's right. That's the thing. St. George, they played pretty well against Manly last week, which was quite admirable.
They played nearly a full fucking strength team last week.
So I'll still give the Titans a bit of a go.
It's very convenient how this suspension system works. I would have just shit-canned the whole team for a week and say, hey, the club's forfeiting under embarrassment.
Oh, apparently it's not good for the game if they forfeit, but we won't jump into that.
Yeah, we're not going to jump that.
Last,
the USA women's team probably 3-0 with not.
Let me do the last game. So last game is the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs versus the Cronulla Sharks. Sharks are odds on favorite at $1.28. Bulldogs still a bit of a fight last week against South Sydney, which was really good. Lachlan Lewis. Now, what was your take on the judo throw?
I think there was some shit talk going on through the game. I think there's a lot of talk about where he's going to be next year. He's probably, in my mind, one of the few Bulldogs players to really put his hand up throughout the year.
If the word was that Cody Walker just chirped him about him being back in reserve grade, fuck that. That's just mental midget. Right there.
No, I think it was something a lot harsher.
Someone's going to tell you something like that, and your first reaction is, "I'm going to throw you to the ground." A, you're getting sin bin for dissent or whatever fucking want to call it. In that case, punch a bloke. I don't encourage it.
Judo. Just turn around and snot the prick.
But you can imagine the outrage if it's the opposite way around because of what Cody Walker's done in the past. Either way,
I think the emotions of the season really got to happen. I've been in that situation in a losing team, and just the littlest things sent me over the edge.
Definitely.
So it could be just a combination of like the outside pressure of having people in the comments section saying you don't deserve to wear the blue and play for the Dogs, considering in my mind he's been probably one of the only players in the last 2 years for him to consistently week in, week out try his hardest.
Exactly. I think Barrett is chopping and changing, trying to find that number seven combination with Matt Burton coming into the side. For this game, I'm going to take the Sharks over the Dogs. I don't see him getting a win. I hope not anyway, because the way the Brisbane are tracking, we could get our back-to-back spoon, which I'm not looking forward to. All right, so we did mention before Tevita Pangai Jr. He has been effectively terminated from Brisbane. His contract's finished with us. He looks odds on to finish his season with Penrith, so he may be on the chase for a ring. But in other news, he's also signed with the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs for 3 years on a $2.2 million deal. It's a good pickup for the Bulldogs. They're going to be sneaky good next year. They're going to definitely get off the bottom of the table.
And I think it's a good move for the Broncos too. It's going to balance out the cap for us. We're not going to be so loose forward and not forward pack heavy in the cap. And I think it's also a good move by him letting him go to the Panthers, because we get an extra 100,000 towards our cap next year.
I think that's
quite a good move. Like, you think 100,000, if 100,000 is the difference between us signing, let's just say a Dale Finucane type player or another marquee, that extra 100,000 is going to be a good move in the end.
Yeah, but there's also talk of us going after another centre, which we don't need.
I think another playmaker. I personally think Tony Sags needs to stay in centre. Like, don't let him overuse himself. Let him pick and choose these moments he wants to stand out instead of having to rely on him to do it every time he gets the ball in his hand.
Yeah. No, that was definitely something that I spotted. I spotted on the weekend. We just weren't giving the ball, and when he got the ball, he was creating things. That's what the halves need to recognise with that.
Yeah, but I think if we get rid of Milford, that's another potentially 150-odd grand.
And like this is my argument. I can understand the Milford going because he's not going to make the side going forward this end of this year.
I think Pangai's a cancer.
I understand that, but he can still be useful for the back end of this year to get us not getting the spoon.
Yeah, I can see that, but in the same way, I think he is one of those guys. Gordon Taylor said that he is a troublemaker, and he's a loud voice, and no one's there to actually pull his head in. Tell him to pull his head in. That's the problem.
I think the story of Payne Haas talking to Reynolds during the flogging the other week, asking him to maybe have some pull, maybe taking Tevita under his wing to try to talk to the staff at Brisbane. I don't know how true that story is or if it was true, but it's just...
I, th- I'm definitely liking the new Wayne, the Ben Eichen era of he's making everyone accountable and so self. Kevin needs to soon be done with his coaching picks, but that's...
Well, that's the thing. I don't think – I can't see Kevy getting past the 2 year, let alone a year and a half. So we'll
yeah, who's going to be the next coach?
I don't want to talk about that just yet. I want to get through this goddamn season. Yeah, so that's the other news. MILF looks like he could end up at Parramatta, another finals contender, especially with the news of Mitch Moses apparently playing 70-odd minutes with a stress fracture in his lower back. So I don't know what happened there, but he ended up playing the rest of Origin with a stress fracture, and I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. So kudos to him, but it might be a good pickup for Parramatta if that deal goes through. Yeah, I don't know. Out of curiosity, how many games of football did you watch over the week? And I know you were locked down, so the opportunity was there, but even so...
A lot.
Oh, you did? Okay. Because I'm finding myself not watching many at all, if that. Like, it's very, very...
I tend to watch a bit. Like, I'll be watching a movie and I'll have it going on KO on my phone.
Yeah, right.
But I'm not playing actively the thing. Like, I like watching... I love watching the Storm play. I really love watching them play at the moment. Because it's kind of... Like, yes, they're beating the shit out of the team, but they're playing football the way football should be played.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... It's really tough.
I struggle to watch, like... the Sharks play, but that's just because of, I think, pure hatred for the
I'm
club.
Finding it hard to watch neutral teams, essentially. Like, if Brisbane aren't playing, I'm finding it very hard for myself to get up, unless it's a really, like, it's two top-of-the-table clashes. Like, Storm are playing Penrith, I think, next week. So that I will probably get up for. It's very soon anyway.
Oh, I can't wait for them to fucking... If that's at Suncorp, you need to go.
Well,
I'm hoping we're out of lockdown because that's meant to be a boys' night. That's meant to be a boys' night with a couple of us boys, three boys from Albury, big New South Wales fans. They're basically going there just to see if Nathan Cleary or Jerome Luai need a hand sandwich. But
well, it won't be this Friday night anyway because Broncos Cowboys is next Friday evening, and I will be going to that.
That's a great game to go. That's always a great game. Are you taking Spike?
No, I don't know. No. Maybe. I don't know. Who cares? But let's move on from football. We got some bigger news to discuss.
Are we talking NBA quickly? Because Milwaukee won. Woohoo.
Oh, is that a sarcastic tone or what?
No. Well done. Well done. It's just really, who really cares? Because it's two of the smallest teams.
Bucks and six. It's Brandon Jennings in a fucking tee. It's for the culture. But yeah, Milwaukee got up today against the Phoenix Suns.
Probably highlight for the 65,000 people in the
Deer District. Please get it right.
That was
electric. It's
kind of that's what I was like. That's what the world was, and I looked at it. And I was like, oh god, I missed seeing stuff
as,
like that.
As it was said on another very, very popular podcast, it was so good to see fans back, and fans are sick essentially because you get to get that raw emotion of how a team is supported. Milwaukee though, first title in 50 years. It's the second one during the NBA era, I'm pretty sure. Giannis was unbelievable. For a bloke that I thought had broken his knee to come back and play like he had during the series, like he put up a 50 burger today. Unbelievable. He ended up with the MVP for the final, or the finals MVP, I should say. He was just phenomenal for them, and it just goes to show that some teams have done a good thing, especially those small market teams too. It's definitely a model that teams should be going after, not trying to do super teams. I can understand the super team method, but at the same time, look what's happened.
Yeah.
Giannis was drafted 15th in Greece. He was ridiculed. They put Chris Middleton around him. They re-signed him long The Drew Holiday trade was like very critical, like criticized very heavily, but it's worked out wonders because he has one fantastic offensive game every series. Like you'll go through and look at every series that the Bucks played against this year. He's had one offensively fantastic game, but the rest have been shit. But him defensively has been what's been the difference for Milwaukee getting them to the next level. So, yeah, kudos to them, obviously. Suns in four, but those four were four losses in a row after going two up in the series. Chris Paul doesn't get his chip. He's gone 16 series. I don't know. It's very tough to cut. I think the team, there's a lot of youth in that Phoenix Suns team, plus Monty Williams as a coach is great. So, They'll be back, and they'll be very, very good. So, but kudos to Milwaukee. That state will be continuously drunk for probably 2 weeks leading into the Olympics also. Yeah. So.
Probably eases the broken heart of losing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, was it the Packers offered him an extension and he didn't take it?
And yeah, more money.
That's pretty bad.
What was it? Big cap from Heart of My Tape. You can't just keep throwing money at something you love, hoping they'll love you back. Just let him go free. Yeah. White fact, go. I don't love you anymore.
He seems to be enjoying himself in off season anyway, so it could just be a ploy. He just does like he might hold out, and he could end up somewhere. There was initial talk that he could end up in Denver, which I'd be fucking rapt about. I would be so stoked if he ended up in Denver. There'd be the whole Peyton Manning thing all over again. It'd be so good. But yeah, Milwaukee NBA champions. Good to see, actually. Like, it's good for basketball. No.
That's handball.
Oh, we got some Olympic talk.
The goalkeeper for the US women's, the Swedish team, decided to did the, so soccer wheel, no, goal kick out of your hands. She let go of the ball outside the 18 yard within her momentum. So handball.
True.
Indirect. Did you know that?
So we learn something every day. Speaking of the Olympics, they have initially kicked off. Ceremony is on Friday the 23rd. However, we've got some...
Can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. I'll be up all night Friday night watching it, waiting for the Zimbabwe to march through last.
We have a couple of team sports that are kicked off early, obviously, to make sure that the medals are rewarded before the closing ceremony, which is on the 8th of August. Not great for us. We started off, we were with the first game off the rank this today in softball. Mercy Rule, 8-1 loss to Japan. Not great, but there's plenty of softball to go on, plenty of football. Opening ceremony on Friday. Some other bigger news that it was just announced very, very early. Brisbane's been announced as the 2032 Olympic city. Huge news for all the people in the comments on Twitter that were telling Palaszczuk and that not to have traveled. Go suck a lemon. Like, who cares? Who cares? Get over it.
Think of the fucking jobs field.
Yeah, kids. Exactly right. Like, this is
a huge boost in the arm for construction.
Exactly.
It's not the facilities. It's the accommodation, the infrastructure, the ongoing, the upkeep of a lot of buildings. That's a huge thing for construction.
Definitely. It's also, I think one of the big talking points was the upgrade of the Gabba, which has been screaming out for an upgrade for years and years, and it's taken an Olympic, successful Olympic bid to get that over the line. I'm looking forward to a better Gabba for the fucking test match. I don't give a fuck. It's going to be so much better.
Public transport.
Well, the Cross River Rail is literally having it's being built right now. So there's your ready-made transport for the city to the Gabba for that'll be the Olympic Stadium, the Gabba. That'll be where they held the Olympics, all the field events. That's where that'll be. You got Suncorp. There'll be a plethora of things. I'm pretty sure the swimming venue will be at Chandler, which will probably need an upgrade. But
they'll get upgrade. They'll go to the Gold Coast.
They could end up at the Gold Coast again, yeah. Well,
the thing with the Brisbane bid was they're going to try to use as many existing...
Which is smart, because you don't want anything... Because
there was even talk in the bid that they might even upgrade Suncorp Stadium.
Well, I don't know how you can upgrade something so great.
Let's not touch it. Let's not fix what's not broken.
Yeah, exactly right. The best one of the best stadiums in the city, in the crown.
Yeah,
but it's exciting though. 2032 seems so long away, especially given how the world is currently. But it is something definitely to look forward to. It'll be incredible. Like
we're gonna take our kids to the
exactly
Olympics.
Right. Like
my parents did the same thing. It's like and how what it's the best thing. It's in my old back home state. I'll be putting my name down for as many ballot tickets as I humanly can.
Yeah, exactly right. It's
100 meter final. I tell you what, I'll sell my first four jobs even if
considering how good that'll be. Yeah, exciting. Like it's gonna be good. The Magic City. Fuck, we might have rugby league sevens in the Olympics by that stage. It'd be incredible. Can you imagine?
Surfing on the Gold Coast.
There you go. Surfing on the Gold Coast. We can scrap skateboarding. I don't care about that. But if we put
I'm a fan of the skateboarding.
Yeah, but I don't.
I'm not a fan of the breakdancing that's coming in Paris.
Oh, God, what?
Breakdancing, yeah. Dancing's a hobby, not a sport. I'm sorry.
That's what you do on a Saturday evening.
It's not a... It's a thing you do on the circuit on a Saturday evening.
It's
nothing against it. It's just not a, like, for me, in my eyes, it's not sport. Badminton, hobby. It's a thing rich white people play.
No, that was equestrian, apparently. We're not going to touch on that story either because that's...
I can see it. Hey, where did equestrian fail drug test?
I didn't want to bring this up. God. For fuck's sake. It's fun. It's funny.
A bit of a bump and ride.
Jesus. Let's get back on the cut.
Now I'm thinking of bloody Nass Old Town Road.
Oh no. Get out. All right, to be fair, let's get back on the track. Tokyo 2020. opening ceremony is going to be sick. I'm looking forward to all the Get Video Game references. That's going to be good.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be weird without a crowd.
Yeah,
though.
I'm not. I still think with Japan's still in the midst of a very big COVID crisis, so I'm finding it very interesting.
I had an argument with a very backwards worker I work with, and he's like, "Why would you have me having it?" I said, "This gives the world hope."
Yeah, it's definitely something to look forward to.
This next 2 weeks brings the world together as well.
Oh, definitely. Like, it's one of those events. It's the same as the Commonwealth Games, FIFA World Cup. It's these big events that get countries involved.
This brings us as a global community together. And what better time than when we're all fucking down on our luck when to have an event like this to bring us all together as one?
That's a great. It's great. Like, I'm not a big fan on the fan. Like, no fans. I thought that was a bit tough. The initial cases from I think it was 2 South African soccer teammates. They've got COVID. There was also another. Also, did you see the Polish swimmers that had to get sent home because they didn't qualify?
Because their Olympic thing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And then the Swedish girls get in trouble for wearing bike pants because one of the most outdated, outdated sexist rule in beach volleyball is that you have to cover, you can't cover any more than 10 centimeters of your bum in beach volleyball. That's just outdated and old. Rich old white man in the NCAA.
Oh, Dick Pound, IOC.
Dick
Pound. It's going to be awesome, though. I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, swimming is going to be our biggest medal chances, I feel. Also, the basketball. I think the Boom has had, despite the name, the Boom has had a great lead up in Vegas, beating Team USA a couple of times, even though that I feel like they're going to they might be the surprise pack at USA basketball. It sounds funny to say, but I think the surprise is they may not medal.
No, I think they're playing a bit of ducks and drakes here.
You reckon they were partying in Vegas?
Oh, 100%.
Well, that's the thing. You've got Devin Booker, who has to sit on a flight with, Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton all the way to Tokyo after winning the NBA. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, they'll be hammering some fucking brewskies. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like, the debuts of skateboarding and surfing are going to be quite fun to watch.
I'm looking forward to the surfing because, obviously, it's on the south coast of Japan. So how is the surf on that side of the country?
I remember watching events when I was in my teens, when the WSL used to go there. But it wasn't that great. So I think in my head, I'm a betting man. My three favorites to go on this is John, because it's just John. Italo Ferreira, because he's a freak, and Julian Wilson, because he grew up in very much similar surf to Japan. Been surfing the Sunshine Coast for last month.
There you go. Well, that's good. That's putting me in good stead, that's for sure. But yeah, no, it's going to be good. 2 weeks, we'll definitely have something a bit different to talk about than our just misery of the football. Yeah. Brisbane getting the Olympics is huge.
Really looking forward to the girls 4x100 on Sunday lunchtime.
Yeah, you said that was one of your bit of pet peeve.
That's one of the US. So Beijing, the heats were ran during our prime time, and then the finals were ran in the morning. A lot of athletes, you read, going after it, they weren't a fan of it because it threw out their natural. They train a certain way for their performance. They sleep a certain way. It throws all their dietary out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all because the US pay the most money for the broadcasting rights, so they dictate the terms, which I think is horseshit. And I swear to God, if Australia does it for the fucking Olympics,
but we'll be in year 12 of that by that stage.
It'll be year 12, hopefully getting paid for this. Maybe free tickets.
Free.
Dick Pound, if you've seen.
big fan. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Like, Sunday morning. So this is Sunday the 25th. So this Sunday, a men's individual 400-meter individual medley final is at 10:30 in the morning. And then you got the you got the men's 400, the women's 400, and then the 4x1 is at 11:45. So that's not too bad. I can deal with that. I can deal with that.
There's four gold medals. In my mind, four gold. Bam. Let's go. I'm looking, the men's 100 meters probably actually the two events like that always go down, remember mine, are the men's 100 metres and the freestyle and the men's 100 metre sprint. And the women's 100 metre sprint. Like, they're blue ribbon events. Like, you can remember watching them, each of them.
We did say off, we said, do we want to talk about our favourite Olympic moments? Do you want to go through that?
Yeah, I'll go through that.
So, now the rules, the rules were... in our lifetime. So we're both born in 89. So obviously from Barcelona onwards. So what we have Barcelona, Atlanta, Sydney, Athens, Beijing, London, Brazil. Rio. Yeah. Sorry. And then, Tokyo 2020 and 2021. So, all right. First one you mentioned it when we were talking about it, but it has always stuck in my mind was Kieran Perkins in 96.
Yeah, oh, that's like, I remember watching that with my dad, and he was that bad out of form, lane eight, storm. Daniel Kowalski, the man deserves a gold. He should have been an Olympic gold medal in any other country.
Yeah, exactly.
Or no, any other time period.
Yeah, time
that,
period. Yeah. Era. It sticks to me because I remember the Olympics were going on and this is such a weird thing to say. Like, my memory is shit, but I just remember just dumb facts about my life. One of them was that we were in the ACT during the Olympics in 96 for some reason. So, and I remember sitting around Arnie Didi, her TV, and it was just watching this. And this is when I was starting to get into swimming at a younger age, and Kieran Perkins was probably one of the only names besides, I think, Susie O'Neill. Was she in 96? I can't remember. Either way.
Yeah, Susie would have been there. Michael Klim would have been just the
start. I think so. But it was the
start of the golden generation.
Oh, yes. But yeah, that always stuck out to me, that lane A, and then he just absolutely blitzed him in the 1500.
Oh, man. The 1500 is, people might find it the most boring event in the swimming car. I think it's probably... it's one of my favorite because it's like
it's a battle of attrition, essentially.
It's a game of chess. It's a game of chess, basically. You're playing a strategy of, hey, do you want to be the set?
Yeah.
Either you go out hard and you can hold it, or I'll let someone else do the hard work and then I'll have it.
Yeah, exactly. It was just phenomenal. I think it was just because of obviously being not.
No man's ever won it three times in a row.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
That's how hard of an event it is. Soon Young. Drum teeth. But we'll leave that. But yeah, one of my ones would be, I just remembered it just then because I'm watching the soccer. I went to Brazil versus South Africa at the Gabba in 2000. And the Brazil team had Ronaldinho in it.
Holy shit.
And a few others like Rivaldo. So I got to see.
Prime Ronaldinho.
Prime Ronaldinho, just before the 2002 World Cup. So that's what I just remembered that then.
Jesus Christ. I didn't realize that was at the Gabba.
Yeah, and then like the following year, I got to see Michael Johnson's one of his last at the Goodwill Games at QE2. I got to see his last
100 meters. Oh, race, wow.
The 400 meters. So that's like not Olympics, but yeah.
Speaking of sprinting, obviously anything that Usain Bolt did.
Oh, that... Beijing.
Yeah, Beijing was...
And then just the stories that come out, like the man was eating...
Chicken nuggets.
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
King. Absolute fucking king. Love it. We may as well talk on Beijing then. So obviously Usain Bolt on the athletics and then Michael Phelps in the swimming.
Michael Phelps.
Like that was crazy. Oh,
Phelps is a freak. Like, absolute freak. And it's like, it even tied in with like... tied in with Ann Thorpe in 2000, the Olympics, 2000, 2004. Like, oh, just like Olympics, the swimming between 2000 and 2008 was just...
Well, that was it 2000...
It was the start of the fast suit era, but it wasn't when the fast suits were a joke.
What was it? It was like 2000 was Peter van den Hoogenvan versus Ian Thorpe, and then Thorpe into fucking Phelps, and then Phelps by himself essentially in 2008.
And then, like, one of the greatest swimming memories, the Aussies smashing the guitars on the pool deck after the 4x100. Yeah,
that was so good.
First night of competition, boom, we get that. Take the gold, stick it up in the US. Gary Hall Jr., you look like an idiot.
What other?
Susie O'Neill from that Olympics.
Yeah,
as well.
Madame Butterfly, always a good memory. Meeting
Kathy Freeman.
I think that's probably highlighted that. Kathy lighting the flame in 2000, plus also going and winning the 400 in the super suit. That was always memorable.
Ali lighting the flame.
96, yeah. That's right. I can't, like, that, like, Freeman and Ali.
Anthony Joshua at London.
I didn't know about Anthony Joshua at London. I didn't know about this.
He fucking killed people. He was what Justice Harding was meant to be for us this year.
Which is such a shame. But yeah, funny enough, 2012 and 2016, like, there's nothing that really sticks out for me memory-wise.
The swimming was very poor because we had the old sleeping pill saga.
Was that 2016?
Nah, 2012. The boys played up a bit and had the sleeping pills.
Right. Yeah, like those are the two, like out of those Olympics, probably those two, those are the ones that I don't have many memories for. I think it's because we didn't medal as much as we used to.
I think because we were working full time.
Oh, yeah, true. We probably, different time zones.
It's very hard to keep up with the Olympics when you're working full
especially
time.
Especially in a different time zone. Probably one of the main features of Tokyo is it's on the same time length as us. It's so good.
Apart from the fucking finals.
Just you'll get over it as soon as they fucking get on the blocks on Sunday morning. You won't care.
Oh mate, I'm gonna. They're betting. It is a multitude of betting. $1 here, $5 there. A bit of equestrian gold in the equestrian. Let's go.
Have we still got shooting medals? Is Michael Diamond still shooting?
Nah, he doesn't shoot. But interesting fact: shooters get tested for alcohol.
No way.
Swimmers and shooters get tested for alcohol.
I can see that.
No, it's because it slows the heart rate down, so they don't.
Yeah,
the anticipation.
Yeah, no, that
they can don't have to anticipate it; they feel it more naturally.
There you go. No, obviously, shooting a weapon with fucking alcohol in the system is not really looked upon favorably. So,
if so, the US would win every Texas gold.
We're back to zero.
Yeah, let's go.
One episode. I just want to get us one through one episode.
That's amazing.
It's just facts, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Let's go out and shoot some tin, boys.
it is going to be a good, like, it starts, well, officially it starts. It started today, but officially it starts in two days.
The women are on tonight, Monday night, against the Kiwis. Yeah. Could be a late one. Get behind the Matildas.
Oh, well, and it looks like Sweden obviously beat US women's. So,
yep. Hell of a dip. Canada are up 1-0 against Japan.
Hell of a start.
And I'll say this. I was never a big fan of the women's game, soccer. But to me now, the skill level's improved thing, and it's just, their style of play is actually quite more attractive because there's not so much diving. Yeah. Bit of good old-fashioned brutality.
Also, 3-on-3 basketball. I'm looking forward to that.
I think the skateboarding could be a lot of fun too because it could bring in like an X Games feel.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll see.
It's going to be interesting. Like skateboarding and surfing are going to be quite interesting to see. Like none of them can be show their sponsors. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
So their boards will be a blank. They're allowed to. So there's a thing called Rule 40. So something about this. So they're allowed to use. So say the Australian team sponsored by Asics and Speedo. Julian Wilson, Steph Gilmore, and all that have to wear
all their branding
Speedo during their during their event. But if they don't, if say they don't deem, say, a wetsuit or their what they normally wear as performance based, they have to wear the team apparel. So it'll be quite interesting to see how they define that. Like with the skateboarders, obviously with the shoes.
I think it'd be similar to how they do it with the Winter Games. Like whoever the manufacturer will do it to their specification. Like I think it was like Burton.
A wetsuit to them would be quite like they're used to having a certain brand, certain feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is it going to be good to see like a Hurley sponsored athlete and like Carissa Moore surfing in a Rip Curl wetsuit because Rip Curl struck up a deal with Team USA.
Yeah, well, there you go. What was that? So surfing starts this Sunday anyway, so it'd be very interesting to see how that goes.
There's a typhoon coming midweek.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to a bit of ocean swimming. The marathon swimming.
There's a lot going on, and it's going to be good. So it really ramps up Sunday. Like it starts off very slowly Saturday afternoon with all the swimming and whatnot. I was going to say Olympics are on. Get 7 app, 7 plus, or whatever it's called. You got 8 channels. Go for it.
Yeah.
So
SEN Sydney for the people in Brisbane and Queensland. Yeah. Get that up. I actually enjoy SEN Sydney. Bit of Brian Fletcher of the Arvos, and Andrew Voss is quite entertaining in the morning. Doesn't pull any punches. Good.
That's very good.
Fletcher's quite funny.
Oh, well, the man's
betting while on radio.
Well, that's the dream, isn't it?
Yeah. The other week he's like, that tip from Matty was useless. Don't listen to him. You can't pick a winner then.
No. Yeah. Right. We might go back to regular scheduling. I think we'll have this weekend off again. We'll have 2 weeks off. We'll go into the last couple of rounds of the NRL firing. I'll double check on what our percentages are. I think I'm still tracking at about 60%, which is not too bad.
I'm happy to be at 50. Like, that's the ideal gambler. Technically be a professional gambler at that point.
You'd rather be a little bit higher, wouldn't you?
No, 50-50. Mr. 50-50
alive.
God. Play the numbers. What another great thing for this week, Jackass 4 trailer.
Oh, let's go into a bit of pop culture. Let's go to pop
culture. Fucking lost it.
Bit of pop culture. Yeah, so Jackass Forever coming out. I feel sorry for...
One of the greatest lines from the trailer. You don't want to have any concussions after you're 50. Oh, lucky Knoxville is 49.
I feel so sorry for him. He dead set looks like he is taking some lumps. It looks fantastic. It looks fantastic, though. I feel really bad for Aaron at the end of it where he gets fucking strapped up and a bear walks in. Fuck that.
I can't wait. I think this could be a solo movie night for me. I'll be in tears.
Probably, yeah. October 22nd it comes out, so that could be 23rd for
a- Jess has already put a line through saying this, I will not be taken to this.
I'll probably get the same treatment. Don't worry about that. Yeah, we might call it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're coming up to 45 minutes. It's a good little chat.
We're running out of stuff. I'm just starting to pick pop culture.
Yeah, we honestly could do our own little thing on that. So, same as usual, guys. If you haven't subscribed, thanks again for listening. All that nonsense. We're doing back to weekly episodes. We just, obviously, everything that's happening, it makes it a lot easier for us. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Obviously, we'll have a lot to talk about. Olympics, obviously, round 19 of the NRL. There'll be plenty going on. So, yeah, anything else, mate? Anything you wanted to plug?
No, just go Australia, go. Let's go, guys. Green and gold.
Green and gold. Brisbane 2032.
And
Epic Wimby. Yeah.
Got to risk the biscuit to get. Got to risk it to get the biscuit, boys.
Now we're just rambling. Rightio, say goodbye, mate.
Yeah. See you, guys.